live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dumb DUI news. Polk County substitute teacher, this is in Florida, was arrested Tuesday morning on a DUI charge in the school's parking lot. I love it. He's a substitute. So he's probably just here one day. A school resource officer at Lake Alfred Polytech Academy spotted Micah Allen Dial, 44, of Haines City, as he attempted to back out of this parking lot, according to Polk County Sheriff's. Dial was multiple signs of being impaired, including a strong smell of alcohol in his breath. I mean, did he go to school and teach the morning and get drunk and then leave for lunch and get busted in the parking lot? Who knows?
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Or did he not know that he was going to be substituted teaching until that morning and gotten super hammered the night before?
But this is really hammered, though. I mean, if you're smelling like alcohol, that means you're drinking all night. You didn't go to sleep at all.
Maybe.
Yeah. The sheriff said that he had consented to a blood draw. And, he was drunk. Yeah.
What was his BAC?
No, it doesn't say here.
Oh, okay.
This was in the morning?
In the morning. Backing out of a parking spot at a school.
If you're too drunk to teach in Florida.
They allow you to be like 0.10 there when you're teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's elementary school. I get it.
Right.
Walk through elementary school. We all had kids in elementary school. Walk through an elementary school. Your kids are still in elementary school, aren't they? Tyler?
Yeah.
So you walk your elementary schools, you know what it's like.
Oh, it's loud.
For these teachers, man.
Well, and what?
I don't mind. I don't blame them for drinking.
50 years ago, it was probably real common to find like a bottle of schnapps in every elementary school teacher's desk.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah. You must
definitely middle school and senior high, for sure.
You knew my golf coach.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like, the sub's getting dropped off and picked up by an Uber at the elementary school.
Well, that'd be the appropriate thing to do.
Yes.
Your little buzz
like,
at school.
Why you always get picked up
why
by
you
an
called
Uber?
An Uber like, from
I'm
school?
Drunk.
I bet you that's happened to a substitute teacher.
They had to call an Uber?
Well, no, like you don't get the call until 7 o'clock, 7:30 morning of.
And you need the money, so
and
you go
in. You can't say, I can't come in because I'm already drunk.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you can't.
But you're already three whiskeys
in.
You
cannot take the gig, but then you won't make the money. Then.
Right. You need the money, but you've already started in for the day, so you just go to work.
Yeah, well,
go
what
to work
in
hammer.
For the day? I realize people day drink, but... Hit the alarm at 5 and drink it for the first hour, but then they call you up for school.
Well, you'll ask any teacher what the right amount of drunk is.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to tell you what the sweet spot is.
I know the right amount of hungover. I used to see a lot in high school. My football coach was our our social studies class, and he was only like 27. I look back on it now. And when he would hand out magazines in class sometimes, like the Time magazine, just read these today.
Oh, yeah.
He was hung.
Yeah.
He was hung, man. And I knew him well enough to look at him thinking, man, you're a little hungover, aren't you?
By the time Nick and Tyrell and I were in school, it was when they rolled in the VCR.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. We're going to watch a video today.
Yeah. I found that the hungover stuff can sometimes be an advantage. Like hungover golf, I played some of my best golf. Hungover. But, you know, it's one extreme or the other. Same with doing this show.
Totally. Yeah, I've done this show hungover a lot, and sometimes it's a better show for me, at least.
Sometimes
I'm
it's
at
work
it.
Out. How's it working out so far today?
Yeah. I'm a little hungover myself today,
So. Me too. Yeah. We should be hungover more often.
You guys should do a show together.
We should do a show together sometime.
This proper rest stuff doesn't really help me sometimes. I'm too rested in the morning. I'm just kind of, feeling good. Oh, well.
I'm trying to remember, Todd, how you played golf that day that you didn't actually come down from being drunk until like the 11th hole.
Yeah, I don't know if I had that good a day.
I don't, but see.
That was still drunk.
Right.
Right, not hungover.
Right. I don't think you probably were hungover until we were actually driving home after the round.
Yeah. I probably got hungover somewhere in the back nine.
That was where you came to. Yeah. Was in the back nine.
Well, I'll tell you what. At our next golf tournament, we should do these mushrooms. Nick, what's this mushroom called? Igmatic mushrooms?
Yeah, it looks like they're like from a certain part of China, and if they're not cooked completely. So you've got to set a timer for like 15 minutes, and if they're not cooked completely, everybody has the same hallucination.
Hallucination.
Seeing a bunch of little elves crawl all over everything.
The same hallucination. Well, that is wild because everybody's brain is completely different, the chemistry.
Yeah, makes them hallucinate dozens of tiny little humans.
Well, that'd be kind of cool, especially on a golf course.
people still eat them. Like, they warn people that, hey, you have to cook these.
Do they? Could this just be like a collective, like, group
Mandela
math
effect?
Confusion? Right, right. Like, where you've heard about the tiny people, so when you have the hallucination, you see the tiny people?
Yeah, it's
people.
Already planted in your brain.
If they've done the study, you're right, they have to do the study separate, bring in people that don't know anything about
it. Right, like, just give it to somebody.
Well, we gave it to five different people and at the same time, and they all came in and said, we saw little people, right?
So this is a hallucinogenic mushroom you have to cook?
Well, I don't think it's not necessarily hallucinogenic. Like, if you eat it when it's cooked, you're not going to have
people are eating it for the flavor.
Yeah. But, like, if it's undercooked, they said that the stories about this has been around for decades.
Oh, okay. You have
and it
to
was, like,
it.
Formally described in 2015. They said it's very odd for a hallucinogenic anything to be, like, have your hallucinations be this consistent.
It says fairy tale-like visions reported across cultures and time. Fairy tale would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you're expecting it, like if you eat just like straight up, you know, trip mushrooms, like, oh, cool, here's the trip. But if you're just going out for dinner and you start seeing people crawling all over the place,
that's a problem.
What's going on?
Is this something that's served in the U.S. or is it?
No, it's Southeast Asia, China.
Yeah. All right.
And it sounds like, you know, they're fine if you cook them. And then somebody figured
it
out.
Do you see all the little elves
out
back?
What if I eat this
like
raw?
What if you go to, like, a fairy tale restaurant?
Yeah.
You'll never know. You know?
What if a real little person walks in? You're going to freak out.
Then
they're going to be really small.
Well, lean into it. What's the place that Trey Parker and Matt Stone have in Denver?
Yeah.
Casa de something.
Casa Bonita.
Yeah,
Casa
that'd probably
Bonita.
Be cool to see little people running all over those walls and jumping into the water.
I sent you a Lewis Black clip yesterday that said... it's hard to satirize what's going on in the world today, but the South Park boys, it's because it's animated. That's why they can get away with
it. They can do it. Right.
Yeah, their portrayal of everybody is just...
And they don't care, man.
It's hilarious.
They make companies a lot of money.
And I think as society, like, we've given them permission. Yeah. We expect it from them. We want it from them. Nobody's trying to, like, out here trying to cancel them for it.
I love this one. At a mushroom hot pot restaurant there, the server set a timer 15 minutes and warned us, don't eat it till the timer goes off or you might see little people. I want to go to that restaurant.
Yes. Get me a reservation now.
Because I'm hitting that timer before 15 minutes. Can you imagine being anywhere and saying, listen, fondue pot restaurants. They still exist, by the way, in certain places. But yes, don't eat anything for 15 minutes or you might see little people. You're all digging into it.
I'm going to town.
I'm eating it right away.
Yeah.
They call them Lilliputian hallucinations.
Oh,
vivid
man.
Visions of tiny elf-like beings crawling on furniture.
Do you wake up on the beach all tied down?
And clothing.
Unless you're afraid of little people, that'd be a great vision, I think.
I'm just happy there's new things coming up in the drug world.
Bored. It is not psilocybin.
It's like
unlike
a completely
other known
different...
psychedelics, the compound in LSS, or whatever it's called, not psilocybin, but can produce unusually long-lasting effects. Somehow it lasts for days. Oh, that's a little much.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
Or require hospitalization.
Then you just basically live with the little people for a while.
You get used to them.
You miss them when they're gone.
You name them.
Yeah.
That's Dave.
How do
he does that.
This? L Asiatica? A S I A T I C A. That's the name of the mushroom. Those who take it are said, the results
are
strikingly consistent, said to be a rarity in psychedelic experiences.
Don't eat that pizza for 15 minutes.
So you all kind of have the same trip. On this mushroom, from the information I'm gathering
here.
That
is crazy.
That's very intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's really, the brain
Do they
is
make
very...
those in the United States? Can you get those in the United States?
No.
Okay.
Are they illegal here?
Yeah. Well, they're actually, some people just eat in China.
Right.
They just, if they're not cooked long enough, you go nuts when you see little people.
Well, and you can order anything from China, I guess, is my point. So if it's not illegal here, could we just...
Yeah, but I don't want a trip that lasts for days
and
requires hospitalization. That may be why there's not a big demand for it. I mean, someone obviously stumbled on this accidentally.
But it would be fun to have us all just...
She get little people everywhere.
Yeah, just see if we all could take them and have the same hallucination collectively.
Yeah, I'd like that to be done when you leave the restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. If I did it here, you wouldn't see me for days because you wouldn't know where I was at. I'd leave the screen. There you go.
My first guess would be upstairs.
You want to do something when you come to town? Oh, Valentine's Day trip?
No.
Do it, pussy.
Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it. Jar that's just sitting around in my basement. And
I would consider it at the golf tournament next summer.
We're talking.
Jim Sucks would hate us, though, because we have to be on the microphone afterwards.
Jim Sucks doesn't have to know.
I was going to say, you have to tell him.
But if I'm on the shrooms, which I've never done, I might be a little weird at the golf tournament.
Yeah, well,
you're already a little weird.
Right. Yeah, good point. Start it low. He started a low dose.
He's not going to pick up on that.
No, puss will drive.
Yeah, if you're shrooming, I'm driving. That is a hard line that I'm going to draw right
there. By the way,
we're
talking about golf carts here, not driving.
The golf carts.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. I don't drive on the road drunk. I do drive the golf cart.
But I got a jar full, and I'd like to, because apparently they lose strength after a while, so I'd like to eat them up, but I don't have anybody to do it with. And I don't want to do it alone.
Your wife doesn't want to do them?
No.
She's not into them? No. Nick would do them.
I'll hang out with you.
Tyrell would do them.
Yeah. I'll come over. Me and Rachel will both come over. We'll help you get rid of that jar.
Yeah.
We'll have a nice 6-hour powwow.
Hey, cue up to Tom Petty. Let's go.
Go through the whole discography of Tom Petty.
And if there's only three of you, I think if the math works out, you both get two dogs for the entire 6 hours.
Well, here's the thing. There's not going to be any dogs involved. When I eat those, I like to be either out in nature or at a concert. That little music event is good when you're tripping.
The wallflowers are coming to town.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
I don't want to wait till June.
Yeah. Well, the golf tournament's in June, July usually.
Mm-hmm. We'll re-up before then.
Mm-hmm. Would I be able to golf on shrooms?
Yes.
Would I be able to see the ball?
It depends on the dose.
Would I be able to see the ball?
Yes.
That's another thing.
It just might be breathing. It just might breathe.
You're going to be just fine.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I'm back in my hotel room.
If you eat the proper dose, you can track the ball better. You notice the undulations of the green. You notice the terrain
of the golf course a little more.
Yeah.
It'll just feel like a warm hug from the universe. You're fine.
That's exactly it.
You want me to go nuts, Nick.
Yeah, but I'll eat some with you.
But Todd, haven't we also been told that if you go too far past the right dose, then the green starts moving on its own?
Oh, yeah.
Then you've had too much.
Yeah.
You don't want to take the... tripping does when you're golfing.
Right. Puss is walking me around like Caddyshack.
Yeah. You want to take more than a microdose and less than a tripping dose.
I mean, I assume that one of these years I'm going to end up with that job anyway, Tyler.
Yeah.
Jim Suss going to walk in during the break. You're not going shrooms at the Todd and Tyler golf tournament.
And you say, Jim.
I love he said he's going to hate us. He already hates us.
Why does he hate us, Nick?
You're not going to.
He sucks.
There you go.
You're not going to get drunk at the live show. Blah, blah.
Well, he can't control that one. That's one he can't control. All right. Tyrell Frazier hanging out with us.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel and proud of it. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.